Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God is destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. This is your very first time tuning in with us. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. The Bible tells us in Matthew, Jesus tells us that we should seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything that we have need of will be added to us. With this in mind, we are having a conversation with two students from the WAM Leadership Institute who are sharing with us their heartbeat for God to do and to have everything God has destined for them. An important aspect of possessing the things and the lives that God wants us to have is that we would be people that are fully persuaded, people that have faith, people that trust God at his word, that God will perform the things that he's spoken. And so I want to invite Brother Joseph and Brother Benjamin back again to share with us what has God spoken to you guys' heart about faith. You know, how has faith played a role in the life that God's given you, in the future that God has given you?
Right. Well, you know, faith is an awesome thing, and like Hebrews 11:1 talks about, you know, faith is basically, in my own words, I'll say, is just, you know, believing in God and believing in what we cannot see, the evidence and things unseen. You know, there's a time in my life where it took great faith. It took great faith to be able to sit there and follow God, because, like I said, it was not an easy walk, as I said earlier in the show. My life was really hard at times. It got really tough. And to be able to walk without faith would have been impossible, because I think it is impossible to walk with God without faith. You need to have that faith to be able to believe in him. You know, you got to have that faith to sit there and follow God, you know, because this life is a beautiful walk with Jesus. But it's going to take faith to be able to do it. And there was times in my life where if I didn't have the faith, I would not be here today or where I'm at today. So faith has played an important role, just to being able to believe in God and all the things that he has promised, all the things that he has spoken into my life. It's truly that faith of just believing it. And although I can't see it, and then although there's times that it looks like, you know what, this is just not happening, the Word of God talks about, you know, I'll see if I can find the scripture for later, but, you know, the Bible talks about God has our ordained days written down in the book. You know, it's already written. He has these days written for us that he has written out for us. And to know that, you know, although we might not be able to see that, to know that he has a plan, like Jeremiah 29:11 says, that he has a plan for us, to be able to have the faith just to believe and hold on to that plan, that's the beautiful part about it. You know, there was times where I couldn't see that in my life, but I had to trust that, God, you spoke it. Not only did you speak it, but you declared it, that you have a plan for my life, and I'm going to hold on to that. And it took a lot to do, but it was through faith in God and through faith that I was able to walk and continue to walk down that path. And to this day, I'm being able to see those things that has been spoken to my life come to fruition. I'm seeing God manifest that faith into reality now, into, you know, the words that he spoke are manifesting into reality, and they're happening. And it's such a blessing when you can hold on to that faith and walk in God. You will see the things begin to come to reality and begin to become to fruition. Wow. And that was faith in my life.
Benjamin?
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because he that comes to God must believe and rewards those who diligently seek him. And it comes to my mind another scripture, Amos chapter 3, verse 7. He says, before I act, I reveal to my prophets and servants. And all my life, I've gone through situations and circumstances of great tribulations. And I had to live a life of faith. That's the life I live all the days of my life, because all I did was battle, and I had a battle in the spirit and trusting in God, in the faith in him that he would deliver me out of situations, circumstances. I was homeless a year ago. I was walking out in the streets, living in my car. Car broke down. And I had to depend on God to get me out of these situations. And that's all I have. That's all I live. That's all I eat. That's all I breathe. That's all I stand. That's all I have is the faith in my Lord Jesus Christ. People look at me like I'm crazy, but I tell them, no, I depend on my Lord because he always makes a way that seems no way. So I, with the faith that he's given me and what he's shown me and how, what he has spoken to me in visions and dreams have come to pass. They're coming to the forefront. He has been spoken to me about the church in a vision. He's shown me many things that have come forth of pertaining what he's given to me in the spirit, and not just in the spirit, but also in my natural life, how I live. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but depending on God in faith, and he makes a way that seems no way, that I thank him for it. I give him glory and I give him praise, because without that, I don't know where I'd be at. I think I would be a confused person, but it's by his grace and mercy through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, that that's how I live, is faith. That's my life, is faith in the Lord. Faith.
Well, it's important that we have a present-day understanding based on Scripture what faith is, because for many people have put their faith in things that are not secure and not reliable. But God wants our faith to be in him. Faith is an ability to believe God, to trust God's character, and to take his word as true and reliable. And we will need to be able to have that ability in order to manifest the things that God has called us. We are priests that are not called after the order of Aaron, but after the order of Melchizedek, according to Hebrews, the 5th chapter. Our Lord Jesus, his order of priests, they come from Melchizedek's model of practicing priesthood, which is not just living a life inside of the temple, but actually going out and conquering the world. And to conquer the world will require us to have faith. It's going to require us to be fully persuaded of what God has called us to be, to do, and to have. Now, in the Greek, the word faith is pistis, which means a firm persuasion, strong, a strong belief, a conviction of something that is true. Second, Timothy 1:12 says, "For I know whom I believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed, and unto him, he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." And, my children, it amazes me how sometimes they have a pistis, a faith in the things that I tell them. If I extend a promise to them, they're holding on to that promise to dead life and constantly bringing before me what it is that I promised, because on the integrity of who I know to be to them, they have faith in that. When I was when we were coming up before the age of technology, when we worked, we used to get paychecks for the work that we did, like a paper. And man, when we get that paper, we would be so happy, like we had the money in hand. But that paper was just a symbol of the real thing that it represented, what was the cash money that we took to the bank. And many of us have lost our persuasion. We have lost our faith in God. We have lost our confidence in what God will cause us to be, do, and have in our lives. But we are a generation that we are called to do some things that are so much outside the box. Help us to understand what we need to know about faith. What is the character of faith, and how can we begin to use it, to apply it, to manifest God's purpose and will in our life? We'll be right back after this Destiny break, and let's talk about how to use faith.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. And today, we are very blessed to have two students from the WAM Leadership Institute with us to talk to us about faith towards God. Brothers, when you survey the scriptures, who are the characters, who are the models in scriptures that show you the power of faith, that show you the model of pistis and what faith is all about? And what did they do that, for you, demonstrated to you the importance of faith or the power of faith in your life and in their lives?
Amen. Well, if I may, I'll go back to the character we had spoken about previously, and that's Joseph. To be able to go through all that he had went through, to get sold by his brothers, to get thrown into prison based off of false accusations, and then to sit there for 2 years and wait upon God, to be able to sit there and hold the faith that, you know what, God has something that he's doing, and I just need to trust in him. Because through those 2 years, was he human? Yes. Do I believe that he might have, you know, kind of got discouraged here and there? I believe so. He was human. But the fact that he was able to serve God that whole time, you know, relying on God's word and relying that, you know what, God has a plan, and stay strong within those 2 years when finally Pharaoh called him out to interpret a dream, based off of a dream that he interpreted earlier while in prison from one of the butlers. I think is amazing, the faith that he held, the faith that Joseph held through that whole time that he went through to eventually reach the point of Pharaoh's right-hand man, basically. That Joseph just showed faith in every way because, you know, it was awesome to see the things that he was going through. And that's why, you know, it's funny, you know, my name is Joseph, and I'm going back and referring on Joseph. But as I said before, the things that I had to go through, it took faith. And to see Joseph and a great example that God had given us in the Bible is such a blessing to me, because to go through prison, that's something I didn't ever have to go through. But for him to go through prison, to get sold by his brothers, and yet hold the faith and hold on to the word of God that, you know what, I'm going to get you through this. I have a plan for you, and it is going to be great. Just trust in me. For him to be able to do that, wow, how awesome is that? You know, and he was a young man. The guy was a young man. The scriptures say he was a young man. And, you know, I think that's an encouraging man to speak to the youth and the generation is, hey, look, guys, there is a young man that was able to hold faith like this.
He was 17 years old, you know, when his journey got started, when he got ripped from his family, you know, like you shared in your testimony, you were ripped from your family. How does someone sustain faith like that when you're going through a trial, when all the evidence is telling you a different story than what your faith is telling you? How are you able to get the faith or to possess that ability, Benjamin, to just to believe in spite of it all?
Well, Dr. Hoff, what comes to mind is two men of great prophets. And when Noah was building the boat for over 100 years, people were mocking him and scoffing him and laughing at him and saying, where's this flood? And it comes to me in memory where I was telling people what the Lord would give me to give them, or what he'd give me, and I would tell people, and they would laugh at me, and they would say, yeah, right. I would tell them about building a church, and they would say, yeah, right, you ain't got no money, you're broke. And I would say, Lord, why, Lord, why are they mocking me? Why are they scoffing me? Lord, without you, I cannot do this. Then it brings me in turn Moses, where Moses went to the wilderness for 40 years, and God had to clean his mind out of the worldly system in order to walk in the things of God, to come forth to deliver the people out of Israel, out of the hands of Pharaoh, where God says, I'm going to clean you out, and I'm going to use you to speak my word to the Gentiles and to tell them that my son is coming sooner than they think. And it's just amazing that what we go through in life, what the Lord has put in our spirits and our hearts, that when we tell people, they look at us like we're crazy or we're off the wall, or how are you going to do it? You ain't got the means. You ain't got the ways. But we say, I know that I know that I know that my Lord is going to make a way, because he's a God that shall not lie. He's a God of truth. His word does not come back void. So this all, you know, I can imagine, you know, what Brother Joseph's gone through, as well as myself. We've been mocked by people who we try to tell, who we love dearly, that are close to us, and it just, you know, kind of just hurts deep inside.
Wow. Well, you know, faith is a response of hearing. You know, God communicates to us through many channels. We talk about the really important channels that God does communicate to us. And we get faith from these things. When we come back from this break, let's talk about the way that God brings faith to us. You know, what are the mechanisms? What are the systems that God brings faith? Because faith is an ability to believe. You know, no doubt, everybody's ability for believing is at different levels. Jesus referred to faith at the size of a mustard seed. All of us have faith at some level. It's a gift from God. We all at least have faith to a measure of faith to receive salvation if we choose to believe. But this incredible ability to believe God based on what He said and what He's promised. How does one get that? You know, where is that coming from? What is the way that God manifests that so that we as believers and kingdom citizens can begin to grow that aspect of our lives to a greater dimension? Because we do need faith, as you talked about, Benjamin, in order to please God, because this is what the scripture says. It's impossible to please God without faith. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. Matthew tells us that we should seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and everything that we have need of will be added to us. But the problem is that many of us, we don't know how to do these two things Jesus told us to do. And this is why programs like Voice of Destiny is available to you, to give you the how-tos of living your life in kingdom culture. Voice of Destiny is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That is voiceofdestinyonline.com. And we invite you guys to connect with us so that we can be able to be more effective in being a blessing in your life. If you would like for us to be praying for you, or if there's a kingdom-centric topic that you would love for us to discuss with you, our listeners, email us at info@voiceofdestiny.org. That is info@voiceofdestiny.org, or like us on Facebook at Voice of Destiny Ministries. You know, God has great plans for us, but you know, it's up to us to act on what God has called us to do. You know, when you think about Abraham, when you think about Noah, when you think about Joseph, when you think about Esther, when you think about all the greats in scriptures, they all had responded to something that God had told them to do. So how is it that they, in their situation, and what lessons can you guys give us about what it is that we need to do to develop this ability called faith?
Amen. Well, I think we all have the ability to have faith, whether we are walking with God or not, and whether we think we do or not. And let me ask you, Dr. Hobb, and Brother Ben, and even the viewers, you know, we go to the grocery store, and we plan our whole meals based off of this grocery store and the list that we have made. And we go to the grocery store, and we make a list of things that we need, and we go to the aisles, and we go to the canned good aisles, and we go up to that canned food, and we grab that can, whether it be beans or corn or green beans, whatever our meal is planned on, we grab that food. And we grab the can of corn, we'll say, and we go home and we have planned to eat chicken and corn and mashed potatoes, and we grab the corn, open the corn, believing that just because a label on that can says it's corn, we know it's corn. We have the belief in it. We can't see the corn. We can't see what's actually in there, but we have the belief that it's corn without a shadow of a doubt, and we plan the meal for our families around that belief system. I think we all have faith. We all go to the grocery store daily, and we all buy those canned goods, believing that what's in that can is truly what we're buying, all because of a wrapper that says it's corn. That's the same within God. When God speaks something, when we can have the faith and the ability to do it, undoubtedly, There you go. I think we all have the ability to believe in things that we can't see, and in something as simple as buying groceries. And I think we all have it within us. It's just being able to take it out and believing in God, believing in it in God. It's not something that is should be foreign to anybody. The term, maybe, those who aren't serving God and don't know the terms of what faith is or hear the word of faith, but to know that, look, you guys have faith every day. Going out into the grocery store or going out into school or going out into the street and putting your faith in a car that you might necessarily not know is going to run and get you to your job site for certain, but you believe in this vehicle. I believe we all have that ability to have faith. Those are brothers and sisters of the Bible. We're no different than what we are capable of doing today. And if we as leaders can get that in our congregations, get that in our ministries, and get them to believe, look, faith is already inside of you. Now let's just turn it around. Let's give you the true meaning, the biblical meaning of faith and what you actually already have in you. Let's show you how to use it for God. Let's show you how to use it towards God and watch the things that you'll be able to do, I think, is the key. You know, it's not getting them to learn faith. They already have it. It's getting them to understand, look, this is what faith really is. You already have it inside of you. Now let's get it focused in this direction. I think that's what it is.
So we all have faith. We must learn how to use faith have faith towards God, because we put our faith in a lot of people that don't live up to what our faith is. So God is saying, look, okay, you put your faith in man, put your faith in me, and see what will result as a result of you transferring that trust over to me in your circumstance and in your life. Benjamin, you know, what is it that you have learned that we must do to develop the faith that Joseph have just taught us? We all have possession of it. How do we grow that faith? What is it that we do to develop that ability inside of us?
Okay, in Romans 10:14, chapter 10, verse 14 to 16, it says, How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent as is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Esau said, Lord, who have believed our report? I think it's Isaiah, forgive me. But I have to use an example. Back in my days, I'm back in 1990, and I was being tested in my faith because I was coming home from work. It was like late in the evening, and it was the old 20th Street Bridge. It's a new bridge now built by the Rocky Stadium. I was coming home, and I was coming down from the ramp almost, and all of a sudden this man approaches on the bridge, and I felt the presence of evil. Well, no later... 5-10 minutes later, this man is already up to me that fast, and he pulls out over an inch long, and I could have stood there and said, "Let's fight and go over the bridge, and both could have got hurt." But I pointed my finger at him, and I said, "Satan, I rebuke you and bind you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." He turned around, I turned around, we both started walking. I turned around, and he was gone. That fast in about 2 or 3 minutes. And God revealed to me that my faith in him and trusting him that he would save me from being hurt or being stabbed from the enemy. And that's where I was being tested, of the faith in my Lord. That was the beginning of God revealing his power of him, of me, of his faith, of my faith in him. So I just wanted to use that as an experience.
Well, I think that's incredible, because the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's an evidence of things not seen. Recognizing the buildup, the materialization of that substance on the inside of us and act on it will save our lives. For you recognize you could have moved in fear in that incredible situation, or you recognize that there was something inside of you, a substance inside of you, to say, believe and trust in this direction, and you acted on that. And God brought you physical salvation in that situation. And all of us, God is dealing with a substance of faith that's in all of us concerning different areas. God will speak about different areas in our lives where his communications in those areas bring about a capacity to believe because of a substance that's on the inside of of us in recognizing that substance in our hearts and in our minds gives us a channel to see the manifestation of things so forth. When we read the Hebrew 11th chapter, and we, many of us call it the heroes, the hall of faith for those that walked in faith, when you look at the great stories where people recognized substance of faith inside of them and acted on it, and it brought them salvation, deliverance, how have you guys recognized the substance of faith? What is it that you're recognizing, the substance of faith in your life right now? In your life, and what is it that God's given you to act on, that recognition of what he's put in you to believe or to receive in terms of a promise or a vision that God's put in your heart?
Oh, go ahead, Brother Joseph. Or...
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Brother Ben.
Okay, well, recently, me in the faith in the Lord is pertaining starting this class with you, Dr. Hopp, through my time struggles, I didn't think I was going to make it, and it was the Lord that through his my faith in him that he provided the finances, that when I didn't have no finances to pay for my monthly class, he would bring it forth. And that showed me a lot, that it was his will and his purpose for me to be in this class, because, you know, my life, of all the obstacles and all the tribulations that was coming forth in my life when I entered this class, it wasn't even wasn't even funny, it wasn't even a joke, that, you know, there was times that I just wanted to throw in the towel, but I said, Lord, if it's your will, it shall be done, and it shall come to completeness, it shall be done. So I stood the course, kept the faith, trusted in the Lord, regardless of my flesh wanting to give in. I had to bring that flesh under control by the Spirit of God that is dwelling me. And, you know, I thank him for it, because I quit school in the 10th grade, and this is the first time that I'm going to complete something of an education. Yes. So that's the glory of God.
So when you extended your faith, what did God do to honor your faith? Can you tell us what God did?
Well, everything's flowing accordingly. Everything is just coming into in order. Gave me. I'm blessed with a job. It's just it's just flowing. How I see things coming, being manifested. I mean, I'm around a bunch with the body of believers, the church, my classmates. You know, we're here for one another. It's just flowing. Everything is just coming up forth. It's just rising up in my life. That, you know, it's because of him that through all this, that I persevered and pressed through, that regardless, that he said he would never leave me or forsake me, that he will be me through all my trials and tribulations, that regardless what I go through, he will walk with me. He will hold on to me, and I will hold on to him, and he will not let go of me. So things are being manifested, and I'm holding on to that true, what he had told me, that the church that was going to come forth, of the Ark of God Covenant Church that was going to come forth in the city of Lakewood for his name's sake, not for mine, that what he has showed me in 2007. I'm holding on to that promise, what he has spoken to me. And I'm holding on to it in my heart and my spirit.
Now, we know that God raised up sponsors that paid for your tuition. And so that's incredible when you moved and acted on that acceptance of faith. Joseph, do you have something real quick, now that we're down to the last moment, that you would like to share, that God, that you recognize the acceptance of faith inside of you and acted on it, and what did God do?
Right. You know, that was many times in my life. One time that I think is an awesome one that I share with people based on faith was trying to get into the University of Colorado Christian University. Trying to get into that school. When I first attempted to get there, it was hard. Like I said, in high school, I wasn't necessarily that good of a kid. My grades weren't great, and my GPA, you know, out of high school was very low. So to get into CCU, you know, took a lot of requirements, and they had expectations and levels that were really high. And so when we first, my wife and I, she was my girlfriend at the time, we went towards to go get into the school of CCU. You know, we went to the process, went to the counselors, and did all that we had to do, and it was tough. And my wife, you know, she's awesome, and she's smart, and she got in with, you know, very easily. But me, it was a struggle. I needed to go through a lot of windows to get there, a lot of doors to get there. And it was tough, but I kept the faith, and I knew God wanted me to go there because it's been spoken and prophesied into me since I was 5 years old that I will preach the word of God and lead, you know, God's people since I was young. So I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I strived for that, and I kept going after it. And there was points in my family, I love them, and they supported me the whole time. But there was times where they sat there and said, well, you know what, Hito, do it next year. Just try next year. Take this whole year to get the stuff repaired, or do this whole year to get it, you know, because it literally was down to 2 weeks. But I said, no. I said, I know this is what God wants me to do, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to keep it. And sure enough, you know, the day I got that acceptance letter, like I said, it was down to 2 weeks, and I finally did it, and I kept the faith, and I got my acceptance letter, and I still have that acceptance letter just because that was such a joyous time for me. I was able to stick to that faith that God said, you know what, you're going to go here, you're going to do it, and I'm going to get you through. And to be able to see that, you know, it was finances was a big thing, but God came through with that, and it was just amazing to see God do what he said he was going to do that whole time, and to be able to stick to it and then be able to say, you know what, hey, I got into CCU and then I went through with it, was something that was so awesome for me, and a great time of faith.
I thank God for your faith to do that. CCU, Colorado Christian University, is my alma mater, and I thank God for the quality of life and teachings from scriptures and the sciences of leadership that they provide there. Brothers, I thank you for joining us again and having this great conversation with us concerning our repentance of dead works, faith towards God, so that we as citizens of the kingdom can live a quality of life that will allow us to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for us. You've been such a blessing. I do want to give thanks to WAM Leadership Institute for equipping you guys and providing you guys to come and share your hearts with us. If you are a believer who want to develop leadership skills to serve in pastoral ministry, community development, entrepreneurship, business, whatever field God's called you to, it's a great school for you guys to be a part of. You can visit the WAM Leadership Institute webpage at Word Alive Men Ministries in Denver. Or you can go to voiceofdestiny.org and get information about this wonderful leadership acumen program that's equipping visionaries to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. God bless you, saints. Remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has absolutely made for you. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.